We remembering our loved ones on Riders Live today. Family, friends, people you serve with, people that died from gun violence, people that died from COVID, people that died from terminal illnesses. We gonna remember them responsibly. We gonna drink responsibly. We gonna smoke weed responsibly. We gonna pop pills responsibly. Whatever you do, not we, but you, but we gonna do everything responsibly. And I'm gonna ask everybody that's toting a gun, that think they're a cowboy, to just cease fire for this one day so we can keep the killings down. I hope that's cool with you. Let's get it.
They call him
Welcome to another episode of What's Poppin', y'all. My homeboy Literature, he released a new single and video available on all streaming platforms. The video is directed and produced by Literature. The name of the song is called Red Rum. Y'all go ahead and cop that on all streaming platforms. That's What's Poppin'. Willie Wilson, he has ran for mayor of Chicago multiple times. He's never won. He's a black self-made billionaire. He's been donating almost $1 million worth of gas for the last 4 months. But this month he decided to donate food as well. So Willie Wilson, that's what's popping. New episodes of Riders Live, that's what's popping. The Seasons is Dead, that's what's popping. Shout out to all of the graduates of the class of 2022. May they have prosperous and successful futures. That's what's popping. Focus over finesse. Pay attention to what you're doing and make sure that any moves you're making is definitely making sense. That's what's popping. Quality control. Make sure that you don't compromise the integrity of your brand or your product just to put some shit out or just to keep up with the Joneses. That's what's popping. Pay attention to your audience. If you listen to the comments and the reviews from these streaming platforms and your website and your emails, take a little constructive criticism from your fans, because your fan is your boss. That's what's popping. Business over bitchness. Focus on the bag. Don't get caught up in all of these little shenanigans and gossiping and everything, you know? So that's what's popping. This artist here has timeless, heartfelt music. He debuted in 2001 with The Realness. He won a Source Award. The Realness 2 is the sequel to the original. It's promising. How do I know? He played a few unreleased songs for me, and it's official. Core Maggot is the What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Yeah. You deal with niggas, you know what I'm saying? You gotta know where they stand. Why, nigga? Is everybody a man when things is going right? But what about when things is going wrong? Ask yourself, am I your man? Will I die for you or by your hand? If I go broke, will you divide your grand? Put me in your plans. Hold me down with your heat if my shit jams. Stop the thing. Ask bet, stop your bank. You need to be gas to set it.
pop your tank, I fear's none. A damn sleeping is a rare one. Prepared, never scared. Blood, sweat, and tears, son, a connoisseur. I close my eyes at night and let the drama pour. On paper, my mind escapes and I ignore temptations to embrace the powder raw. When I was younger, my hunger taught me how to score. Not saying I was poor, but I was disobeying common law that had me running in and out of Rikers Island doors. Now I'm shining for you, what's mine is yours. Are you my nigga? If I die, would you cry? Need, would you provide? If I got beef, will you be squeezing side by side? If I FaceTime, will you give me a place to hide? Would you snake me for paper? Look in my eyes. Can you accept the consequences of life for living trife? And take yours with honor if a real nigga strike? Or would you fall weak and help a courtroom indict? And live with dishonor for the rest of your life? Only bitches deal with emotion. Yo son, how many snitches are still in the ocean? I'm getting too deep. Spitting unique rhymes for niggas who sleep. A thug officially, slugs christen me evidently. Hustle on blocks for presidents be. My rhymes represent the criminal element. My niggas selling bricks, stressing in feds and hit the residents. Using our cash for evidence. Never mix business with benevolence. You might end up regretting it. Check this rhyme that I perfected. Analyze and let me ask you one question. Are you my nigga? If I die, will you cry? Need, will you provide? If I got beef, will you be squeezing side by side? If I FaceTime, will you give me a place to hide? Would you snake me for paper? Look in my eyes. Can I put trust in you like you trust in me? If my life is on the line, would you bust for me? Free me from custody or deny my existence? Proving that you didn't give a fuck for me. I put my trust in no man's hand till he earns it. I learned this from thug legislature. When slugs penetrate ya, heavens above await ya. Therefore, I never sleep cause I may never wake up. Felonies no longer worry me. For real, it's the betrayal and the jealousy. The insecurities, the things they might never see. Making niggas' minds corrupt. Then my nine erupts, denying what life you had expired. You tried your luck and died for what? You asked for forgiveness, but my eyes were shut. You wasn't wise enough to stop me from rising up. Are you my nigga? Jealousy.
I know you up there, in heaven with a pretty angel braiding your hair, eating your sunflower seeds, drinking your beer. All I could do is wish you was here in the physical. Super hit me on a two-way and left me a message saying you might have got killed, it couldn't be real. Then reality struck me, nah, that shit crushed me. Your life ended, you cheated me out of a friendship. Plus, we wasn't speaking as frequent. I was OT, you was in Queensbridge. Son, you know me, it wasn't no secret. I wasn't agreeing with niggas' motives. Shit is corrosive like rust. Who can I trust when niggas is cobras? Son, I spoke at your funeral. Your aunt sang beautiful. Your moms were so proud the way the crew came through for you. Word, son, the love is real. Did you ever lose a nigga you love? Then ask yourself, is there a heaven for thugs? Or will you be forgiven when your spirit is judged? This song is dedicated to my niggas above. Did you ever lose a nigga you love? Then ask yourself, is there a heaven for thugs? Or will you be forgiven when your spirit is judged? This song is dedicated to my niggas above. Blue, I think of you and the tears begin. I know you my dog, that's a man's best friend. My life ain't the same since you met your end. So for you, I represent my nigga. When I come to Greensboro, I think of you. Sitting on 20s, sipping on Remy. If you looked in dude's eyes, then you would've saw envy. And maybe you still be alive. You hear me, son? I mean, your daughter was barely one. Too young to understand, she'll never see you again. Little Ariel, at Daddy Burial. Unaware how much daddy cared for you. And I don't gotta talk about the things I'll do. Son, I got you, be easy. Your little girl will never need and never see the treachery this world has to offer. Yes, believe, my nigga, did you ever lose a nigga you love? Then ask yourself, is there a heaven for thugs? Or will you be forgiven when your spirit is judged? This song is dedicated to my niggas above. Did you ever lose a nigga you love? Then ask yourself, is there a heaven for thugs? Or will you be forgiven when your spirit is judged? This song is dedicated to my niggas above. Mommy, I need you to guide me and help me find a Judas amongst me. I know truly you love me. I battle no power but the ruler above me, and pray for my enemies as well as my friends. Will I ever see you again, ma? You were so pretty, I'd give anything to have you near me. Life is precious like a diamond necklace. I need you to point me in the right direction. I'm still learning life's lessons. You're my inner essence. I'm your reflection as you seen in my perception. Throughout my adolescence I was missing you, wishing you would appear in the physical, but you never came. Rappers feel they my equal, but can't measure my pain that runs through me like blood in my veins. My life could be a movie. Who am I? A real thug, yours truly. Mega, mega, for all my fallen. Did you ever lose a nigga you love? Then ask yourself, is there a heaven for thugs? Or will you be forgiven when your spirit is judged? This song is dedicated to my niggas above. Did you ever lose a nigga you love? Then ask yourself, is there a heaven for thugs? Or will you be forgiven when your spirit is judged? This song is dedicated to my niggas above. I feel you.
That was Fallen Soldiers and Are You My Nigga by Cormega off of his debut album, The Realness. The Realness 2 will be out this summer. And for the record, y'all, Nas is on the album. Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. So go ahead and download The Realness so you'll be up to speed when The Realness 2 come out this summer. All right? I hope everybody is remembering their loved ones on this day, on Memorial Day. Some special people in my life that I lost that I'm remembering. My dad, Paula, my granddaddy, Rodas II, Oberyn, my grandmama, Berta, that look like my daughter, Treasure, Lolo G, Paula, one of my best friends, TJ West, and Bobby Atkinson, my little sister's dad. You know, he was like a dad to me. He stepped in, you know, did what he had to do. It was cool. Also, I hope you're remembering your friends. Some of my friends at my job that were former service men, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Shout out to them. My buddy Will Smith, Kevin Stuckey, Donald Hart. We used to call him Sarge. You know what I'm saying? Every day at work, he was guiding, schooling, supervising, you know what I'm saying? Some of my other friends, Tracy Myers, Sandy Myers, Miss Russell, Tawana Elmore, my boy Dre Funky Fresh, Darius Brown, and all the other kids who lost their life to gun violence on these streets, who was just trying to find a way for themselves. You know, We want to have a moment of silence for all of those people. They had some kind of impact on our lives because they still with us. Every day we remember them. We talk about them. Some days we break down about these people because they had such an impact on our life, which is making some of us make impactful moves every day and to build up our future. But most importantly, for all the kids who lost a parent, all the parents who lost a child, everybody that's missing somebody that has an empty void in their life right now because their loved ones are lost due to terminal illnesses, natural causes, gun violence, whether they got murdered or whatever. We want to remember all those people today. This is the last episode of Riders Live for the season. We gonna talk about some of the memorable episodes of Riders Live, so it'll be no more seasons. So from season one, some of the standout episodes according to the listeners: Sheep Society, Hey Ra Ra, Snapchat, KKK, Pussy, What's Poppin', Unrealistic Expectations, Ladies' Choice. Y'all go back and listen to some of them episodes, y'all. Coolie High, A Bullet, Fuck You, One Stop Shop, Dark Man, Sponsor Appreciation, Jewels, Gems, and Treasures, When My Boy Lamp, Hey Rob Rob Part 2. Those are just some of the more memorable episodes in these series of seasons. So I only did 3 seasons. It will be no more seasons of Riders Live. This will be the last episode as far as seasons of Riders Live. The podcast is still going to be going on because I love it and I can't shortchange the listeners at all. So what's going to be going on is we will be transitioning to episodes. So the reason why I'll be transitioning to episodes is because we just want to keep the continuity of the episodes and the podcast going as a whole. That's basically it. I just want to keep it moving. This way, there won't be no breaks in between. Everything could just be going in chronological order. So, even though this is the last of the seasons, the newest episode after this one will be episode 76. Episode 76. It'll be a while before I get to 100 episodes, but when I do get to the 100th episode, I'm gonna do something special for all the listeners who been supporting me and holding me down during my podcast journey. I would like to thank all the podcasters that helped me on my journey, that, you know, gave me a little DNA, gave me advice, helped me in any capacity with the podcasting process. So I appreciate that humbly. Also, I would like to thank all of the guests who ever appeared on the Riders Live podcast: Erica Gilchrist, B. Cole, Desmond from Donnie Diallo Clothing, Napira, Brian Ratman. Those just a few people that I want to shout out. Mike the Poet, my air friend, Crane. I want to thank y'all for coming on the show. I know I'm forgetting somebody. K Monet, Lady T, the cast of Red Spot Chicago, my homie Max from Wolf Pussy Monologues Podcast, the Haitian Mama from the Mama Life Podcast. I would like to thank Chain for coming on the show, helping me out with a few episodes. And I want to thank, Chanel Ellis, Be Easy O'Hare, Solo from the Heights, Crux and Magnificent, my homegirl Charity. I want to thank her for coming on here, dropping jewels. The homie Debo Mac. If I forgot Debo Mac, anything else would be uncivilized. Let me see. I got new episodes coming up. I'm going to get up with some of the homies from the podcast community. I'm going to have them on a podcast sparingly, but it's still going to be traditional Riders Live. I'm going to bring the music. I'm going to bring the topics. Also, I'm going to have my segments. I'm going to dig deeper, more into them. Some of the interviews, I know they've been brief. I had to cut them down because of time restraints, but under my new situation, everything is all good. And I'm thankful for it. I don't want to speak on it, but I just say I'm thankful. I want to shout out the homies, Big Smash, King Germ, Uncle Dolomite, Cool Out Corner, Jay Christian, Mario J from At the Sound of My Voice podcast. All the podcasters, everybody, too many to name. My people who helped me out behind the scenes with the show. Even though y'all hear me and I'm delivering it, you know, the people that keep me grounded, the people who take out the time to listen to any questions that I have for them when I ask with no problem. I want to thank everybody from my neighborhood, 122nd and Normal, who crafted me into being the person that I am today. Like I said earlier, I just want to make sure that everybody is safe and had them a good, peaceful Memorial Day. I thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Keep tuning in. It's not going to do anything but get better, better, and better. Like I said, I didn't mean for this episode to be this long. It's just a special Memorial Day episode. We're just going down memory lane since, you know, the seasons is killed. We switching to episodes, and we're going to bring it every week, y'all. If you would like to have your music played on Riders Live, just email bookingriders@gmail.com. That's booking, R-O-D-E-S, @gmail.com. Or submit through the booking form via our website, which is www.RODESonline.net via the booking form. If you would like to be the What's Poppin' artist of the day, or if you would like to be interviewed, or if you would like ad space, submit via the booking form on RODESonline.net. All right? If you would like to make a donation to the show, just cash at RODEST20. That's $RODEST20. All right? We dropping the mic on Ride Us Live. I failed to mention earlier, cop my book White Lines off RideUsOnline.net and Amazon. Cop my latest album Ride Us off RideUsOnline.net and all streaming platforms. For the holidays, put the guns down. Be responsible and respectable. It's been 221 killings since the beginning of 2022. Put the guns down. Be safe.